Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it's Hugo Vanden Bigeler. Hugo, you are the co-founder and CEO of the BitSing Company USA. Sure. You're found on the web at bitsing.com. Hugo, it's great to have you.
Thank you so much, Josh. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are up the coast in New York, right? In Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, New York. Yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, it's great to have you. Hugo, before we get into your superpowers and talking about what BitSing is, you always love hearing what high-level leaders do for fun when they're not at work. And I understand you've been into Muay Thai.
Yes, yes, yes. I've been doing a lot of Muay Thai lately. And it's just such a cool way to, you know, build discipline and be able to, you know, let yourself go outside of work. And it's just, it's a fantastic sport. I highly recommend to everyone because it's like playing human chess, where you got to derive strategies. You got to understand what your opponent is doing. You got to see kind of the habits they have. And based on that, you can start to build a strategy yourself of how you're going to, first of all, defend yourself, but secondly, how you're going to attack as well.
Wow. So I'm curious, have you found any instances where this has provided any practical benefit outside of, you know, when you're training or sparring or whatever? How is it practical for life?
It's about the discipline, honestly. So it's, you know, it's you go in there and I try to go around 3, 4, 5 times a week. And when you go there, you know, it's going to be tough. You're going to sweat a lot. You're going to put in the work. But secondly, it's also about being able to, you know, let go and give yourself the freedom once you start sparring to say, okay, well, I'm here. This guy might be much better than I am, much more experienced than I am, but we're here to make it work. And then when you're fighting a guy like that, it's about, you know, being able to defend yourself, being able to pace yourself, because they're going to be, better than you. They're gonna have better stamina, you name it. So you gotta be able to pace yourself. Whereas when you are actually, you know, at an opponent who might be less experienced, it's about, okay, how can I, you know, start to make my way and my moves towards being able to attack this opponent really well. And also, obviously, it's about control, because it's not about just, you know, I wanna hit a guy or wanna kick a guy. Now it's about being able to control yourself and enjoy the sparring for both you and your partner.
Wow. Well, very cool. As much as I'd love to talk more about that, I've been on your website and my curiosity is peaking here. Can you give us a 101 on the BitSing method here? What is, and again, your website is bitsing.com. I should point out that BitSing as a methodology has been leveraged within organizations like McDonald's, Sony, Heineken, Dell, Nestle, Samsung, BMW, Canon, Oracle, Cisco, Pfizer, British Airways, HP. I can go on and on and on. The logos are quite impressive. All right, so what is BitSing?
Yeah, so BitSing is a European growth methodology that's been developed about 30 years ago for the first time, and then obviously refined over those 30 years, and has been implemented successfully by, you know, 1,000 organizations, including some of the ones that you have been mentioning. And what it does, it's a growth methodology. So it consists of 7 principles that are a mix between finance, strategy, and marketing. And if applied properly, you'll hit guaranteed growth. And that's not something I say lightly, I promise you. So for example, HP used it, they implemented it into 72 countries, and they grew 168% in 1 year. Schiphol Group, which is the airport of the Netherlands, implemented it, and they grew 540% in 1 year. The average year-on-year growth that we have with, those 1,000 plus case studies is around 30%. So if you do this properly, we're going to make you grow. And that is what Bitsing entails.
All right. Well, if you were to imagine now, I don't know if you could just kind of take us in slow motion through Bitsing and why, I guess just help us understand how this might be different from other, again, methodologies or philosophies on growth. Do you want to kind of take us through it in slow motion a little bit?
Yeah, of course. I would love to. That's why we're here, Josh. So, why how it's different is a multitude of factors, but I would say that the main thing that comes to mind is that it's all encompassing. So, a lot of times when a company is engineering for growth, right, or they're making business decisions around, should I, open up a new product category? What sales channel should I be focusing on? Should I go into a certain market? They tend to focus on that specific question. So they're saying, okay, I'm going to put all my marketing budget, I'm going to put all my effort into a certain area. Whereas Bitsing is all encompassing. So what we do is through financial modeling and a financial data analysis, we'll help you to understand exactly where you should focus on and what are the reasons for growth. What is the main factor that you should be putting your efforts into. However, like I said, when you have decided what the main focus area is, it's not just about that part, but it's also about understanding, okay, what are the other areas I have to pay attention to? Because often, like I said, people are focusing on a certain part of their business, but it's not all encompassing. And at Bitsing, we say performance happens when all things work together.
Yeah.
So, for example, when it comes to saying, okay, what should my focus be? We had a toys company, a toy store chain, I must say, and what they were doing is they were focusing on kids, right? They said, okay, we help you to, we need to focus our marketing efforts on kids, and as a result, once we started to look at the data, the kids were 0% of their revenue streams. So we said, okay, well, what are the most important revenue streams that you have? And it turns out that fathers were 82% of their revenue. So what we told them is, okay, if you want to focus your efforts on, bringing in revenue, wait, Josh, I kind of lost my thought. Sorry, I fucked up here.
No, that's right. Just go ahead and take it. Just go ahead and take it back.
Yeah, sorry, can we do this question again? Sorry, I fucked
Yeah,
up.
that's
I
fine.
lost
Here we
my train
go.
of
Okay,
thought.
so we're gonna do just 1 second. 3, 2, 1. So, Hugo, if you could just take us through maybe just like a kind of a slowdown and maybe a deeper dive on the Bitsing method, and so we can understand how this might different like how this might be different from other. I'd say growth frameworks might be a great like I don't know like EOS or just other frameworks that folks might be looking at.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, of course. So what we say at Bitsing is that it's a all-encompassing methodology. So instead of optimizing for a certain part of your business, or instead of engineering for growth in a certain sector, what we do is Bitsing is that we analyze the entire company, we analyze your entire organization, and we create a strategy that helps you to optimize for everything at the same time. Now, what we can't do as a company is we say we have to do everything at the same time with the same amount of intensity, right? So what we actually do is we optimize for certain areas of growth while also acknowledging that other areas might need a little bit of attention as well. So for example, when it comes to, let's say, your life cycle, right, as a company, some people say we need to focus on SEO optimization. Others say we need a better loyalty program. But what we help you to understand at Bitsing is, okay, what are my biggest obstacles, my biggest barriers right now in that life cycle? And focus your efforts on that while at the same time ensuring that you're still optimizing for things that might need a little bit of less of attention. So it's an all-encompassing growth methodology that helps you to understand where to focus on, where to put your budget towards, but also at the same time still understanding that you have to, focus on the other parts as well, just a little bit less.
Well, how did you come across this, Hugo? So I know that this is a method that's been around for a while. Where did it come from? And I know that Bitsing has been around for a while.
Yeah, so it's a fun story about how the little things in life happen to have a big impact later on in your life. So I met my mentor, my good friend Frans de Groot. In Dutch we say Frans de Groot, and I met him at a PR event 5 years ago. And I was working for Nike back then, and my role was called Member Growth. So my function was called Member Growth, and what we did is we were optimizing for the life cycle of our members within Nike. And I was developing this model and understanding that if you are at a certain phase of your life cycle and you have a different relationship with the brand, right? So if you've never bought Nike, you expect Nike to act differently than if you buy 10 pairs of sneakers a year. And I was talking about that with friends, and while doing that, he was shocked by the fact that actually I was talking about one of the seven principles of the Bitsing method. Because Frans founded the Bitsing method 30 years ago after having a successful marketing firm. And he had been developing that. And then when I was talking about that, we instantly had a connection because he asked me, "Do you know Bitsing?" I was like, I never heard of it truth be told. So we started connecting on that. And he wrote a book about Bitsing. I read the book. And we connected. He became a mentor of me also throughout my career at Nike. And when I moved to New York about 5 months ago, he called me and he was like, "Hugo, I know we've had tremendous success with Bitsing in Europe, but I've never taken it towards the US. You are a guy that understands the methodology, that believes in the methodology, that I trust, that I have a relationship with. How about that I tell you the secret sauce of what Bitsing is? I'll give you access to, the financial models and whatnot. And I'll train you to become a true Bitser, as we call it, and you can bring this to the United States." And that is how I got involved with the methodology, and now I'm making it my life work.
Well, Hugo, who are you like who have you worked with? What would be some examples of organizations, and what's kind of the before and after?
Yeah, so right now, the method itself has, obviously mostly been implemented in Europe by 1,000+ organizations, from the biggest corporations out there, like some of the ones I were mentioning, to smaller agencies and smaller startups, scale-ups, and whatnot. So the beautiful thing about this method is it's industry agnostic, it's size agnostic. You can even, as Franz once worked with a politician, you can use it to win the elections of that politician. So it's not necessarily focused on a specific business. It's not necessarily focused on like B2C. It's not B2B. It works for everyone if implemented properly. So in Europe, Franz has worked with over 1,000 organizations, from like the biggest out there, like the names you were, just mentioning, to smaller scale-ups, startups. However, in the US, I'm bringing this for the first time. So I just signed my first client this week. So that is a really, really, really big news. I'm very happy, as you can see on my face. It's actually a creative production agency. But I've also been in conversation with a lot of AI companies, tech companies, because what I do see is that specifically how the industry is evolving, that there's a lot of growth pressure on that area. So obviously, all these AI companies that are popping up, all these tech companies that are scaling, they have a lot of pressure to grow on them. So that has been been a very easy connection because they want these growth methodologies to work out for them.
Well, Hugo, to our friend that's been listening, how might they know that they should reach out and if they are thinking of maybe gaps that might exist within their organization, and then if that's the case, what would you recommend? Like, what's the first step?
You mean to reach out to me?
Yeah, maybe. Where
Yeah.
do they if they have a gap, what should they do?
Yeah. So what I would recommend is the following. So I do these things called inspiration sessions, which is about 45 to 60 minutes, where I take you as an organization or your team. I take them through the seven method, the seven principles of Bitsing, and we have a dialogue around how that applies to your company. So if you're interested in hearing what those seven principles exactly entail, and how they will help to solve the issues that you're currently facing in your organization, you can go to the website bitsing.com and you can book a free inspiration session, which we can do either online or if you're in the area of New York in real life. And we have that dialogue around how we can, how Bitsing might solve the problems that you're currently facing. And I can promise you, it's a very engaging, it's a very fun session. And the reactions I've been having so far are super, super positive. People really love it. And if that is too much, and you don't have the time for like 45 to 60 minutes to go through this inspiration session, you can always reach out to me via LinkedIn and just shoot some of the questions you might have around how some of the Bitsing methodology might apply to the problems you currently are facing.
Hugo van den Bigelaar, you're the CEO and co-founder of the Bitsing Company USA. You're found on the
Yes,
web
sir.
at bitsing.com. Hugo, thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you so much, Josh. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.